99.3 Nigeria Info. Lovely morning to you, Lagos, Nigeria. Welcome to the last hour of the show. 8 minutes past the hour. This Wednesday morning, I am Sheriff Quadri. Last week, Wednesday, we had a conversation about cultism in secondary schools. And it was quite heated. Let me just recap some of the facts and figures that I gave last week when we had that conversation. So facts and figures have shown a progressive rise in cases of cultism among school children in Nigeria in the last 7 years. And I'm just wondering aloud, who is paying attention, who isn't paying attention? Now, listen to these figures. In 2013, 18 school children were arrested for being cult members in Abeokuta, Ogun State. In that same year, 2013, another set of 11 students were arrested. Though there's one quarter, there must be a lot more of them. In 2014, I'll prove that in a moment. In 2014, the Ondo State Police Command arrested 4 secondary school pupils for cultism. In 2016, Delta State Police arrested 28 primary and secondary pupils aged between 13 and 16 for cultism in 2016. In 2017, Lagos reported about 33 secondary school cultists. In 2017, Lagos reported about 33 secondary school cultists. In May of 2017, about 7 pupils from 4 public secondary schools were arrested and arraigned before an Ebute Metta Magistrate Court. In May of 2017, September of 2017, SARS Ikeja Division arraigned about 12 pupils of another public junior secondary school before an Ikeja Chief Magistrate Court. Why? They said they belong to a cult. The same September, about 17 pupils were arrested by the police. And the Lagos State Neighborhood Safety Corps, LNSC. Why? For cult-related activities. The same month, September. Still in 2017, the Ministry of Education in Bayelsa expelled 7 pupils found to be cult members from a community school in that state. Are you following me? If you are a teacher, please pay attention. If you are a parent, please pay attention, because this is your conversation. In May 2019, 12 elementary and secondary school pupils of another public school in Lagos were caught in the act. They were caught while being initiated into a cult group called Awawa Confraternity Group. 12 of them. They were between the ages of 8 and 16. In December last year, 2020, there was a report on the menace of cultism in secondary schools in Ogun State, where we hear no fewer than 2,500 students had been arrested for cultism. Research has shown that many secondary school students who are cultists had been arrested for various offenses, including possession of firearms, Let's not even kid ourselves. They have guns. Secondary school students, guns. There have been reports that secondary school students with guns attacking their teachers with charms as well. There have been reports of secondary school cultists setting their school building ablaze. There have been reports of secondary school pupils smoking weed. As at 1999, over 56 secret cults existed in the 133 higher institutions of learning existing in the country at the time. As at 1999, 56 kilo day. And now they are penetrating the country's secondary and even primary schools. Let me introduce my guest at this point, because he will buttress this point. He's had experience with people at the secondary level, and they've told him a lot of things about their own views of cultism. Comrade Balogun Mayowa is here in the studio with me. He's an anti-cultism advocate and the founder and president of Lonimi Peace Foundation International. He joins me live in the studio. Comrade Mayowa, good morning to you. Thank you again for returning to the show today.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much for bringing me here again. I'm, of course, very happy to be here. Very, very happy.
I'm going to start. Let's start with the last part of my intro that says that the cultists in the higher institution of learning have now moved towards recruiting the primary and secondary school pupils. How true is this?
Well, it's a fact. In fact, that's what is actually going on now in the country. Now, last week I said that some of these guys that have been rusticated from school, some of them will fall back to the community. And, you know, we are in a kind of funny community whereby we don't pay attention until something serious happens before we pay attention. Now, it is very true. Overnight, I was watching a video.
Okay.
Four teenagers were arrested. From the four teenagers, the youngest was 14 years old. 14. They came all the way from Ogun State to come to Lagos State to attack a rival cult group Lagos. Yeah. So they didn't have the knowledge that police had already been tipped off that they would be coming. So getting to the school, they were arrested. Four. Three of them, secondary school pupils, then one an artisan. The youngest,
three of them secondary school pupils.
Secondary school. I think one
secondary
is,
school.
Secondary school. I think one is even GSS one.
My goodness.
I was watching it on YouTube and I was like, what's going on? The youngest, 14 years old. That's the youngest among them. And the other one I watched, and even happened in Benin.
Okay.
They had guns. Guns. This guy even displaying this gun, the guy should not be up to 20. It's not up to 20. So this thing is becoming so real. This senior bro, so to say, they don't have love for these children. Someone will just come down, look at the children, lie to them, just brainwash them. I don't know if you see a video of a girl that ran away from her parents in Ogun State, then came to Lagos, I think in Lasa Majo or something like that. So while the girl was being interviewed, the girl was just 20 years old. She said she has killed four persons.
My God.
I was watching it on YouTube. She said she had killed four persons. And the painful thing is this. The girl said she came to Lagos, was actually looking for what to do to see money. Then she met one guy like that. So it was the guy that introduced her into cultism.
Into cultism. Maiwa, let me come to you again on the very important issue about advocacy. Do you think that there is enough anti-courtism advocacy, especially the primary and secondary schools? This is what you do. It's your space. But tell me exactly what is going on. What are the activities like in terms of awareness on anti-courtism in primary and secondary schools?
The truth is this. The awareness is very, very low. Sincerely, sometimes I feel lonely. Sometimes I feel I'm the only one doing this. And that's why I was very, very excited when I had the opportunity to come on here. For 5 years, I've been on this. I've been only using my Facebook. I've been to schools, actually.
Okay.
But the sad part is this. Not all schools do welcome me. Really, I speak to the principals and say, I'm coming to the school. Just give me a platform to talk with the students about courtism. Some principals they will feel reluctant to welcome me. But most, even as far as I've been to Oyo State, Edo State, even Lagos, to move around schools to speak. Some will welcome, some will not welcome. And this is what I discovered.
Tell me.
Some teachers are even courtists.
No way.
Some teachers.
No, secondary school teachers.
I'm telling you, some teachers.
How?
Okay. You know, at the cost of discussion, when you tell them this is what you do, the principal can refer you to maybe head teacher of the team.
Okay.
Immediately tell you this is what you have on mind, what you are coming to do. And some of these students, I know many students that comes up to me to say that, uncle, forget that. He deal with us now. That's even from Edo State. So, uncle, he deal with us.
A student told you that?
Yes. There are some students that has, you know, the thing is, students don't even hide it anymore.
In secondary school?
In secondary school. They don't hide it. Like what I posted on my Facebook this morning. I said, we were not used to hearing courtism in secondary school. It was limited to tertiary institutions.
That's right.
But these days now, you will see secondary school showing off the kind of frat they belong to.
Secondary school.
I was arguing with
someone. They were flying their colors.
They fly the color. So well, they don't hide it at all. I was arguing with someone. I said, okay, the age or age bracket of a secondary school should be between 9 and 16. I left secondary school at the age of 16, 2004. And I know age of 15. So let's just pick it from this. That's what really, you didn't happy Lagos State is this fight so serious. We can do a cooperation.
Okay.
What if we move around schools? With special anti-courtism squad of Nigerian police force, we need to speak more to these children.
Well, what do you think? I mean, that speaks to my next question, really. I'll ask that question anyway. What do you think will be most effective in converted to courtism? Students that have been exposed, correcting them back. Because I'm seriously not sure exactly reach out to them. They are young. Yeah. Their mind is still in their formative years. They try to decide exactly what is good and what is bad for them. So I've reached out to them already and they've convinced them, look, being a courtist gives you power, gives you leverage, gives you... How can you know that? Look, leave Goodman and Tykes. What method do you think will be most effective?
All right. The first thing is, I want us to know that it is possible to redeem as much as that comes to age.
Okay.
Sometime this year, I was speaking on this Edwin Clark University WhatsApp group about courtism. And this question was raised. How will you tell a courtist to say goodbye to courtism? These young ones, sincerely, my experience 5 years in this advocacy, courtism is an ideology.
True.
They just call this. They will tell them, if you join us, we are going to, you will become powerful. Nobody will be able to touch you. Nobody will be able to, you are free to do him back up.
Protection.
That is what they tell these children. What if we are coming up with a better ideology? Telling them that this is not the way. We have stories of people that joined courtism and they regretted it. Some are still alive.
That's right.
We can tell
them. They can join the advocacy.
They can join.
And be the face of that campaign.
Of course, yes. I have so many. While I was in school, you know, my friends tried their possible best to put me into it. But it didn't work just the way I said it. 2 years later, or 2 to 3 years later, I invited to the school to speak on courtism and nudity. When I was in field, I saw a college of education, 2012.
Okay.
The hall was very filled because it was a freshers program.
Okay.
They were all there, all the frats. Why I was true? I went on.
This is going to happen again, like what happened last week. Okay. We're going to pause right now and take a break. When we return, you'll continue this story about Begyan. Stay with us, Lagos. With the story you were telling us before the break about your visit to your alma mater, Adeniran Ogunsanya.
Yeah. So, when I was through with the presentation, I went to Abegyan. So, I was there, and one of the leaders of a particular cult group came to me, and he said, "Mayor, thank you for not giving in." Say thank you. And I said, why saying that? Said, he's even regretting joining. He's regretting that. He never knew it would be like this. He met me in the campus.
Okay.
So, meeting someone in the campus, with that they tried, but God helped us. He had joined. And now he's regretting. I'm not blaming him. So I just told him that, well, you never do it. We are of even the so-called number one, number two of a cult group that said no to it again. Although it's not an easy thing, but it's possible.
Right.
Very
possible. We spoke about, you know, causing advocacy at secondary school level. It's quite low, and you sometimes you feel lonely in that space. Why do you think advocacy is low?
People just want to go there. It's not that they don't know that it's happening, but there is this fear we have given to ourselves. Like, if I speak about I don't want to die, let me just keep quiet. But truth is, if we are all quiet, it consumes us all. Some persons just have to stand up. That's one. Two, the advocacy is very low, because even with that, we are into heat. We have persons that are telling us that we don't know what we are doing. That we should just keep quiet and let things be. Yesterday when I came to Lagos, I was saying, you're just being yourself. This thing you are doing now is there. Don't just say it's not normal. So why are you problem your head? And I told the person that, no. Find the country is passing through hard time now. But we won't leave everything to the... You have to look at all these problems. Pick the one you know you can solve. Go on with it. I believe we can settle courtism. We can eradicate courtism in our secondaries. I believe
it's possible to salvage the situation. It's
very possible. We are talking of children, yeah? Because if you are not facing this thing, imagine teachers going to school and they are afraid. You are rightly correct when you said that some of these children, they do face the teachers. They smoke. They take all these hard drinks. It shouldn't be. It's just like when a father is afraid of his children. And that is taboo. I should be afraid of the children I gave it to them. No, you don't be. Some teachers are no longer safe. Everything needs to come up. Minister of Education, they also need to come up. Teachers, some teachers are not safe again. Don't let us forget that some of our secondary schools don't even have fence.
That's right.
Some of them are even in the outskirts of the community.
Very true.
So what we are endangering the life of the teachers. Sometimes you say, these students, they don't know anything again. They don't know anything again. Some teachers are even afraid to go to school.
Let me read a comment to you, and I would love you to tell me what you think about it. This comment is on Facebook by Akimbo Ali. Akimbo Ali says that when I was serving in one of the South states then, a student, a female, came to me one day and was telling me that her group have at least a member in every class from JSS 1 to SS3 that I should be careful. She further told me that most of them like me because I am a caring teacher, a core member then, because she is originally from the Southwest like me. Father is from the Southwest, though she never met him. This is a female telling a core member who is serving that he should be careful.
Would you like me to tell you the truth?
Tell me.
There are girls that are courtists. It wasn't like that before. What we all had before, be a guy or these guys having girls. And girls will eventually form, as we have police wives association.
Some kind of group.
Now, you see those groups, they have metamorphosed courting. Most of them, they even have a club guy saying, it's true. I have a similar experience.
Okay.
Although at Adenrogun, so yeah.
Okay.
I got a girl one day in the campus. The girl was on a black beret.
Okay.
A lady walked up to her. She said, "Do you like the color of the beret on your head?" I didn't understand what the girl was saying. But the lady I was working with quickly got what the
she beret, removed
put
the
it
beret.
In the bag. So when we got to education complex, and I said, like, just now, yeah. She's asking if I'm interested in the code she belongs to. So I started pressing and I discovered that they have it. Now in the secondary school,
mm-hmm.
you might have heard about Malian girls.
Malian girls?
Yes. Let me tell you something for
Malian.
You. Malian girls. I say some of them were in Lagos. They have a particular day in the week. They put on holy skirt one day in the week. They were arrested sometimes ago in this Lagos state. About... maybe more. I wrote an article sometimes ago sharing my experience about it. People were calling me and they were like, "Please speak more on it." The cop guy is correct. We have secondary school girls that are into cultism. In fact, and they are very fearless. All these girls in secondary school, SS3, you know, they have groups. Just the way we have Jezebel campuses. We have them in secondary schools now.
Word.
And they are delaying it. They threaten teachers. They threaten all these NYSC guys when they go to school. Just like what you said that the lady woke up to him. It's happening. Except we are pretending. It's happening very, very well. It's happening.
Well, let me go to the telephone lines and talk to... wow. 0700 993 993 993, and for the female only line it's 01465 7190. Female only lines, please make your submission quite brief and straight to the point when you're calling. I can see your comments dropping on Facebook and on WhatsApp. That one is not stopping, it's dropping like heavy rain. So start with Alex's this morning. Alex, good morning.
Yeah, something. I don't think we should, because these kids are being used to the, they are just like tools in the hands of these people. If you see a fertile land that is fallow, what do you think is likely to happen? Somebody will come and make use of it, not for the benefit of the land, but for personal interest purposes. Right?
With you, I'm with you.
Yes, one of the things that the government marvels at, is the fact that a group like IPOB, for instance, has succeeded in convincing or influencing their Igbo people, right? But do you know that if the government decides to occupy that space, they too can do some influencing.
Sure.
But what we have in our situation is that the government that is supposed to be doing work, right? You are depending on private initiatives like this gentleman. He's doing a great job. Even you in this station, you are doing a fantastic job. But it cannot succeed on a global scale with just personal freelance effort. We need to be deliberate. We need to be intentional about the things we need to achieve for ourselves.
Right.
You know?
Right. Right. Alex,
Thank you so much.
Thank you for sharing your thoughts. Quite an interesting one. Good morning to you. I will ask that call. Let's take another one. Nigeria Info, good morning to you.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning to you.
Hello, good morning.
We can hear you. Good morning to you.
Actually, this scoping is not something you can just stop easily like that. So I want to share my own experience. You see, when you want to join, they will promise you heaven and earth, protection and all that. But the truth is, there's nothing like that. I myself, I was a cultist during my university days. Before I got initiated, that's how I was convinced. When I got into it, the day I finished the initiation process, they were like, "From today, now today your trouble starts," and that was all the truth. They taught every member of the court the same thing. "Now today your trouble starts." You understand? So there is not like protection there. Actually, even what I can mention the particular name of the court, if you permit me.
You could go ahead and mention.
Black Axe.
Black Axe.
You understand? Okay. Yeah, Black Axe.
All right.
So if the listeners too, can be, I believe some listeners that are into this can bear me witness. Once you finish initiation process, they will tell you one thing. now today your trouble starts. Hmm. And through, that's when your trouble starts.
How did you get out, though? Hello?
They change government, like, every year.
Okay.
They change the head,
okay.
You understand?
Okay.
Then during my own this thing, I became one of what they call butchers. So, a particular set of people, they just like government, they plant a queue and they overthrow a particular head.
Okay.
You understand?
Yeah.
So, that was blood. Hello?
There was a coup.
Yes.
Okay.
Just like the normal...
Normal coup, yes.
Coup, like the normal military thing, you understand?
Right.
So they overthrew the head. So then that I was in that government,
yeah.
We're not, we just withdrew ourselves since they've taken over our rulership, you understand? So after that, nobody came after me. I was like, you must come and you must do this, you understand? They only promised me that if you come, you'll be one of our escorts. But I never came back.
Why didn't you go back?
That was it. You say what?
Why didn't you go back?
Because it doesn't pay. You risk your life for nothing. I almost died. I saw my dead face to face, but God saved me. That's just the truth. There's no security in this. You just become a mean person, you understand? When there's trouble, you only have backups. Hmm. You just pick two few people, hey, more go scatter this place and all those things. And that is it.
Hmm.
I'm just being real.
Thank you.
Understand? So
I
for those of
that.
You trying, you know, or planning to join such sex, it doesn't pay. It doesn't pay. So that does it. I just want to make my own contribution.
Thank you. Very much. We appreciate you greatly, greatly. Thank you for sharing that.
Wow.
Maiwa, what do you think?
I'm very happy with that guy.
Okay.
Very, very happy. The second point he raised is true.
Okay.
You saw this cult group. They are also having issues within. And those issues within are point advantages for us to withdraw these children.
To grab the few ones that we can
immediately.
Grab.
Immediately. Then, please, let me quickly speak on Alex's point.
Yes, please.
These children, Alex is very correct. They are just being used. And that is why I believe that it is very easy and possible for us to take them back. It's because they are not being given the needed information. So the ones that have the wrong information, they're picking them up. So if we can come up, set up something good, we will get them. And many of them will come outside to speak, just like this my wonderful brother now.
All right.
Many will come out to speak.
Let's take another call. Hello, good morning to you.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning to you.
Yeah. Okay, I would like to remain anonymous.
That's fine.
Like someone made mention of teachers being cultists. So during my day in secondary school.
Okay.
I have that experience. I was supposed to be SP, like I'm an SP in my school.
Okay.
So then, and my principal is a cultist.
Oh, wow.
In my acts, why I know. So then, I know that it was a cultist right to that secondary school. We used to, but he's a coded guy that nobody will. And when I became SP, you know what SP does now, and his same community is in a local rural area. So he expected me to be coming to his house. And all of that, the girlfriend stuff, we had issue. So me, knowing that he's a cultist, I don't need to go to his house. Alongside, after that time, one other new guy, brilliant guy that came to our school, he got that one initiated and he collected the SP from me, gave it to him. So alongside, they shall play games. One day they set me up. There's a place they usually call bunk, they smoke, drink, and all of that. So I mistakenly followed them around smoking, pour that they are going to initiate me. The only threat I give them that they know the kind of family, because my family was kind of influential in the community.
Okay.
I told them that they know the kind of family I came from. And personally, learning my way, not them forcing me. So they should just give me time, all of that. So I tried to convince them at that moment.
Yeah.
They gave me some space. I told them that I want to go and wait. So immediately I have that space to step out of that bomb, that year, whatever. That was how I escaped.
My word.
That was how I escaped that one. And like, I know three of my teachers then, the tutors that were...
In a secondary school?
In secondary school, yes. My principal, that one for sure.
This was what year?
That was 2008-09 years.
My goodness.
2008-09.
My goodness. As far back as 2008. Thank you, Anonymous. Thank you for sharing your story with us. I really appreciate it. We're going to take another call. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I want to remain anonymous.
You that we know. Shall I go on?
Thank God. Only you know. Divine in the studio. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, my brother.
May the good Lord continue to strengthen you.
Amen.
With what you are doing. May you live long.
Amen.
May you not die young.
Amen. Amen.
See, this thing happened to me on the street. Okay. I lived in Keto for close to 4 years.
Okay.
But mine, I won't say I'm a fine guy, you understand, but the way I carry myself, I'm not proud of this. It was two ladies, cultists, street ladies. They were in secondary school. Mm. I was already done with the secondary school. I think secondary school 2009. So these ones were in SS2. I never knew they were cultists. Well, they used to greet me, got to a stage. They started giving me, you know, understand, green light. I was like, this one's the one, too young. I'm talking of 2012, 2013.
Mm-hmm.
But I was living in Keto that time with my aunts. So it got to a stage. Some of my guys started noticing.
Mm.
Those ones also are cultists. So they are my friends. I roll with them, but I didn't join them.
Right.
So they started telling me, see, these ladies, cultists, they will set me up. I was like, what do you mean? These ones are cultists, secondary school girls. And if you can tell me about boys, but girls, how come? Said, just be careful. So one night, one of them just greeted me. They said, please, can you come? Like, they respect me a lot. Like, please, this is that. On my way going, I saw two ladies following me from behind. They didn't know. So I don't know what happened. I just came back. I saw their faces. I said, and I remembered what I said. Like, these ones are cultists. They can set me up. I don't know. Maybe they from there. Maybe they will rape my enemy. You understand now?
Yeah.
That was how. Until I turned, I saw those ladies. I knew what was going on. I just told the girl, see, I didn't come. I changed the direction. I ran. Nobody told me. I ran like,
thank
like
you.
They were chasing me.
Thank you for sharing your story. I wish we can continue, but we're totally out of time. But before we go, I know that, I mean, all my phone lines are blinking. I know we cannot exhaust this. We've done this twice already, but we must go. Kwame Mayowa, please, I wouldn't want you to feel alone anymore in your advocacy. Let's see if we can get people to support you in your advocacy. If you can give out your social media account, if you feel safe and strong enough to give out your telephone number, please do that in 30 seconds.
All right. My Facebook account, Balogun Mayowa Samuel. That's the Facebook account, Balogun Mayowa Samuel. And my line, 081-051-90262.
And please stay safe. If you like to support Mayowa, if you like to go out with him on advocacy, whichever way, he needs everybody's support. And we need more groups as well to collaborate with him, more groups to work with him. And if you're a government official, we'd like you to reach out to Mayowa as well and see how, you know, government can work with him in continuing this advocacy. Mayowa, thank you again for coming on the show. This morning.
Thank you, Mr. Sherif.
I'm Sherif Quadri. It's been a pleasure discussing this issue of Kozumi Secondary School for 2 weeks now. But I have to go. Thank you for being a part of the program. Good morning to you.
This is an infomercial.
Hey guys, I have some really great information from Visa Card. Now wait, are you the type of person that loves Awoof? I am talking about, are you the type of person that you constantly scout at your favorite stores to look for when they are giving a discount? You're
99.3 Nigeria Info. We are more than just radio.
Subscribe to our YouTube channel at Nigeria Info FM. Check us out on Facebook at Nigeria Info 99.3. Follow us on Twitter at Nigeria Info FM and on Instagram at Nigeria Info FM Lagos for live updates as it happens. 99.3 Nigeria Info.